Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hopefully, you're not hungover after all the margaritas last night on Cinco de Mayo. Why did we do that on a Wednesday? This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Thursday, May 6th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, I realized I probably shouldn't use such a loud voice in case you are hungover from the margaritas last night. Hopefully, you ate enough burritos to make it where, you know, it soaked up the alcohol and you're all good. That's how that works. And don't worry about it, because it's International No Diet Day today, so you don't have to stop eating burritos. You can continue eating whatever the heck you want today. It's a celebration today of body acceptance and body shape diversity. I feel like this day came a day too late. We had Hoagie Day yesterday. We had all the Mexican food yesterday. Why couldn't we have this yesterday? That would have worked out great. But, you know, hey, whatever. You know, after eating a lot one day, the next day, you're probably pretty hungry. You want to eat a little bit more. So enjoy whatever you want to today. And if you're a nurse, you get to enjoy even more, because it's also National Nurses Day today. It's also National Tourist Appreciation Day. And I think, you know, judging by looking at all of the empty places, I had a friend that just went to Hawaii last week. He said the beach was empty. There were five people on the beach. So I feel like if you're a tourist, they are definitely going to appreciate you. So, you know, if you have had the vaccine and you feel like you're safe to travel, maybe do a little travel just to, you know, help support some of these places that have had a tough year, needless to say. Today is also National Day of Prayer. And this is a day designated by the United States Congress, where basically people are asked to turn to God in prayer and meditation. Okay, well, Congress, separation of church and state, some people got upset about this day. So it is also National Day of Reason, a secular celebration for atheists in response to the National Day of Prayer. So whichever side of this you're on, have a good day. Enjoy that. All right. Let's take a look at our events for today. We start today in 1889 over in Paris. The Eiffel Tower was officially opened on this day to the public at the Universal Exposition in Paris. Okay, so you know the name Eiffel, right? You know that's sort of related there to the Statue of Liberty, and the Eiffel Tower and the Statue of Liberty made by the same company. They're kind of cousins, right? Well, yeah, Gustav Eiffel, here's what he did up here in the Eiffel Tower. He actually gave himself an apartment. Yeah, he's got a private apartment for himself. And now you can actually tour this. And of course, it's not open because of COVID right now. But yeah, you can tour the private apartment that he put in there. Now, here's the thing. Eiffel actually just got naming rights to the tower to other people. Actually came up with the design. Those two people did work for his company, so that's why he got the naming rights, and that's how we know it as the Eiffel Tower. An interesting story about the Eiffel Tower was that during the occupation of France, of Hitler and his troops, well, you know, they wanted the tower dismantled. Now, fortunately, that never happened, but they also saw the giant French flag on top of the Eiffel Tower, and so they wanted to replace it with Hitler's flag. So before leaving, the French troops actually cut the elevator cables so that the Nazi soldiers would have to climb up all of those stairs just to replace the flag. I thought that one was pretty cool. Another cool fact about the Eiffel Tower, they use about 60 tons of paint on that tower each year. And of course, you know, that's to keep it looking nice, but it's also to keep the iron so that it doesn't rust. On this day in 1915, Babe Ruth, then a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, hit his first major league home run. This was, his second year. He actually had his rookie year, 1914, joined MLB, only played five games that season. So I'm not really even sure if that counts as a rookie year. I mean, come on, five games? Yeah, he didn't hit any home runs that first year. In 1915, he hit four. However, in his career, he hit 714. So he definitely improved over time there, improved greatly. On this day in 1937, it was the Hindenburg disaster. And you all know the radio clip that is played, right? That was Herb Morrison. He recorded a radio eyewitness report from the landing field. He was set to just be a basic story of, oh, the Hindenburg's landing, here it is. And of course, he does the line, oh, the humanity, you know, the one that we all know there. It wasn't live, which I think a lot of people never realized. It was just a recording. So they actually didn't play that, oh, the humanity clip on the radio until the next day. The accident caused 35 fatalities, 13 passengers and 22 crewmen. This marked the abrupt end to the airship era. And I've seen some photos of the airship. These things were awesome. They were like cruise ships, but, you know, in the air, hence the name airship. Check out some of the photos. Just, you know, do a couple Google searches. They are definitely pretty cool. On this day in 1954, Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile. He ran 3 minutes, 59 seconds, 59.4 seconds to be precise. Yeah, Bannister's record lasted only 46 days. And next thing I got it. Well, what's the record right now? 3 minutes, 43.13. It's done by a guy in Morocco. He's just 24 years old. This happened in 1999. That is the current record. You know, maybe since it's no diet day and you ate all that food yesterday, maybe you run it a mile. That might help. And maybe you can even beat the speed record and get on the show. Yeah, that's worth it. All right, let's look now at 1987. Gary Hart. Yeah, he was the Democratic presidential campaign. Well, it was found out that he was having an affair with a model named Donna Rice. A photo of him with Donna sitting on his lap near a yacht. Of course, the yacht was named the Monkey Business. That got out in the press, and Gary Hart would drop out. Of course, Michael Dukakis would become the nominee for the Dems that year, and he would lose pretty much because he was sitting in a tank and he looked really goofy to George Bush. In 1994, this is a weird one, Bobcat Goldthwait set fire to the couch on Jay Leno's version of The Tonight Show. Really, it wasn't that exciting of a moment, but it was made into a big deal. If you haven't seen it, you can do a little YouTube Google, and really, he just set a chair on fire. It did look weird, and I have no idea what Bobcat was doing, but there you go. He did it. On this day in 1998, I have an idea of what Steve Jobs was doing. He was changing everything. Yeah, he unveiled the first iMac, and it was like on the stage, right? Like sitting there under a little sheet, a little black sheet, and he unveiled the Mac by removing the black sheet that covered it. And of course, everybody went crazy. Well, you know, on a slide from that presentation, he said what the I was for in iMac, and then eventually an iPhone and all of these other I devices. What was it for? Of course, you know, internet was one of the things that the I was for, but it was also for individual, instruct, inform, and inspire. I also think, I'm going to add one to this. I think that the iPhone would be, the I would stand for, I am going to need to get a new one of these every dang year because the battery keeps dying. Yeah, I added that extra I there at the end, and it worked. Yeah. By the way, the iMac that he introduced was translucent with that hockey puck mouse. I always wanted one of these, but I didn't get one. Kind of cool. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. On this day, Bob Seger was born in 1945, turned 76. Jose Altuve is 31. Naomi Scott is 28. George Clooney is 60. And Sigmund Freud was born on this day in 1856. That's your look at May 6th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, head over to our website. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.